Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Israel, the Most High, our power is one. Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our power is one. Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is a day that the Most High has made. And we are glad to be here and to see another Sabbath, another day of rest and refreshing, and having ourselves in one accord with our brothers and sisters throughout the four corners of the earth that are scattered. We all come together in minds and spirits and with our hearts, bodies, and souls to commemorate the seventh day, which was never done away with as far as being the Most High holy day, the Father's Sabbath. Let's go before him in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debt towards, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Give us the peace and rest that we need, and bless your people. Give them courage, hope, and may their faith be increased by hearing your word and keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments. All praises be unto you, and in the name of Yeshua we pray. So be it. Amen. Well, all praises to the Most High. Going to be a short, brief lesson today because some of the plans that we had were changed at the last minute, but I am going to do a preemptive, I'll do a breakdown of the series that I will start next week, which is a series based upon the kings of Israel and Judah. And the reason I do this particular series is so that we can learn from our forefathers. Matter of fact, we're under the curses right now because of the sins of our forefathers and the things that they've done. And we're praying for their forgiveness, and we're also trying to lift these curses by doing all that we can to do what they didn't do and learn from their mistakes. We truly can learn, unfortunately, from the mistakes of other people. We truly can. There's a chapter in my book, All Praises to the Most High, which will be out next month. There's one chapter that's titled 5 Years, 5 Minutes. Something that it took you 5 years to learn or to get over can be taught to someone else, and they can overcome that situation within 5 minutes. A lot of times we go through things that aren't just for us, but for others' learning. Okay, our footsteps are ordered by the Most High. So that's why it's always important to remember where you came from, remember how you got over, and to help someone to overcome that you had to overcome, or to keep a younger person from taking some of the wrong steps or wrong turns in life, and helping them to get back on the straight and narrow and to keep these commandments the way we're supposed to keep us out of hurt, harm, and danger. So all praise to the Most High. We had the Heart of a Hebrew Woman show that took place last week, and we're trying to get on point with that particular show and those lessons from our sisters that are striving to be virtuous women. And we're also looking to move into Wednesday nights being our Bible study night with this lesson called Through Thy Precepts, to get people to understand how to study the Word, how to study to show yourself approved, how to put precept upon precept, as it speaks of in the book of Isaiah. Doesn't mean nothing if you've read the book from cover to cover. That's not how you study the Most High's Word. We must understand the precepts. So we will open up the line on Wednesday nights for Bible questions and answers to better understand how to go through the precepts and to get an understanding of prophecy as it pertains to this time. You have a lot of people out there trying to tell you when they think Yeshua is coming back, and they're allowing people to get comfortable and to get relaxed. And, we got at least 3 years or 4 years, or some people saying 10 years. And we shouldn't live like that. Every day we should live as though he may come that day, because it's a daily walk. The book of James told us not to even forecast what we're going to do the next day, because that's being presumptive and assuming that the Most High is going to give you that. Every day, every second, every minute is a walk of faith. And in that walk, we must trust him, worship him, praise him, and do his will, and not even make all these plans for our personal selves. But we should seek first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness. So the Most High willing, we'll continue with that, with the precepts on Wednesday. Of course, there's Straight No Chaser on Thursdays, where we do deal with the current events as it pertains to prophecy, the book of Revelations, and Daniel and Ezekiel, and how these things correlate, to be able to help you understand more, not to trust and believe in the news that you're watching on TV, but to see beyond that and to see what is transpiring. It's like I did Straight No Chaser the other day, and I was making it clear to people that we can care less about these towers of Baal that they're putting up in London and in New York, and all the Christians are praying that they're not put up. You know, the more I see things transpiring, the closer I realize we're getting to the return of Christ, our brother. But at the same time, as I mentioned, the book in the Torah, it tells us, in the Tanakh, it tells us that he said, they will build up, but I will throw down. So they could build all the towers and erect all the temples they want to Nimrod and to Satan, but it will have no effect over us, because Isaiah 54 and 17 tells us that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, we shall condemn. So we can stand fast in the liberty of the freedom that he's given us through his power. So as we see these things begin to happen, don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Know that there are more demon spirits out here in the world. There are more attacks on our people, which is why you have to know what the scripture says. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Most High will lift up a standard against him. So it's not a time to be fearful, to get weak, or to vacillate, meaning go back and forth with your stance with Christ. Stand firm. Stand fast. Don't be moved. Don't be swayed by everything that you hear or everything that you see. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty, and we tear down strongholds. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spirits, against principalities. And that's more so what I wanted to do today, was just to give a word of exhortation and encouragement, as Apostle Shaul did in Acts the 13th chapter, the 15th verse, when he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath and they asked him to come forth. He put the people in remembrance of the goodness of the Most High and how good he is to us. So don't get weary in well-doing. And of course, after Straight No Chaser, there's always a Blueprint for Life, which is today, which is on the Shabbat, where we remember the statutes, laws, and commandments that were never done away with. We're learning now that sin is breaking the laws. Sickness is due to breaking the laws. A lot of our problems are due to breaking the laws, which is why the Christian church tells you today that the laws are done away with and you don't have to keep them, which is why they have a hell of a lot of problems within their walls. And that's why they focus more on prosperity. We don't have to focus on prosperity. We focus on the Most High. So the Most High willing, we will continue with those lessons and those shows. And we want to thank you for tuning in. But on Wednesdays, please call in, because that will be a time where we'll take calls and do questions and answers as it pertains to the scripture and to the word. Okay, so we were going to do, I'm going to start, Most High willing, next week on this series of the kings of Israel and Judah. And what really prompted me to do this study is because we find out that every one of the kings of Israel, some started out good, some started out bad, but they all got to a place where they broke the first commandment, which is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We talked about last week how, I believe it was Amaziah, the father sent him to defeat another land, and he thought it would be smart to bring their idols back to his home and worship their idols, without having enough sense to realize that if their gods and their idols couldn't save them from being destroyed by him, why would you bring them home to worship them? And we correlated the fact that we often put a lot of things before the Father in our own personal lives, and we need to realize and understand why he made that the first commandment, because he is a jealous God. So when you're always complaining about something, even when you're wanting to talk, a lot of times it's okay to talk with someone about your issues and your problems, but if you don't go to the Father first, then you've created a problem for yourself, because your footsteps are ordered by him, and he knows everything before we ask. You're supposed to talk to him first. This is how serious it is when he says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. If you put more faith in something else or another process outside of him, but you say you love him and you say he's the most important thing in your life, but you don't go to him, then you're creating that same precedence that these kings created by trusting in something else. Saul, who was king before David, started going to fortune tellers instead of going to the Father for the fortune tellers to tell him what was going to befall him. And this is how he got in trouble and lost the kingdom, and it was given over to Dawood, David, King David. This is how he took the kingdom. And then with that brought, there were so many other sins that came with him seeking fortune tellers. He became jealous, envious, trying to kill David. He saw that the anointing was on him. And many times David could have destroyed him himself, but he said, David is the one who said, touch not mine anointed. So he knew that he couldn't touch somebody that the Most High had put in that stead. So the Most High will put you in a place of prominence are importance, but he's going to see how you're going to handle it, what you're going to do, and if you're going to seek him first and remember that he's the one that puts you in that stead. So let me give a brief, we'll build a little substratum foundation for the series that'll take place next week, and then we'll close out with encouragement and prayer. Old Testament Israel was unified and ruled by one human for only 120 years of its history, and that was from 1050 to 930 BC. King Saul, who was from the tribe of Benjamin, and David was from the tribe of Judah, and Solomon each ruled for 40 years. After Solomon's death, the unified kingdom was divided into two distinct entities with different royal lineages. The Most High himself told Solomon that the nation would split into two separate pieces because he caused the people to worship many pagan gods, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. And we know about that split. If you look at the, I believe it's in Second Esdras, it tells you of how the northern kingdom and southern kingdom, when they were split, the 10 tribes and then the other three tribes, Benjamin, Judah, and Levi, those were primarily the three tribes that came into slavery through the ships that left the west coast of Africa and that came into the Americas. But there were tribes already existing in what is known as Asheroth in Second Esdras that we call America that were already over here, which were your Indians and those that were in the Mexican, the Aztec areas. But nevertheless, this was all due to Solomon introducing pagan worship. Solomon had so many wives that the wives tempted him to worship other gods, and he bowed down to their wishes because of his lust. And this caused a split because of worshiping other gods. This tells you once again how serious the Most High Ahiah is about us putting other things before him. He does not play. Now, when the Most High was angry with Solomon and had commanded him concerning this thing that he should not go after other gods, and he did not keep that which the Lord commanded. And verse 11, and the Lord said to Solomon, since this has been done by you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant Jeroboam, but I will not do it in your days for David your father's sake, but I will tear it out of the hand of your son Rehoboam. 1 Kings 11:9-12, and you can see all these verses. So the ultimate catalyst that the Most High used to separate his people Israel was Rehoboam's unwillingness to lift the heavy taxation implemented by his father, chapter 12. So we see Saul reigned from 1050 to 1010. That's 40 years. David from 1010 to 970. And Solomon from 970 to 930. And then we see his son, Jeroboam, from 930 to 909. This is all BC. He ruled for 22 years, had a very bad rating. 909 to 908, Nadab. He ruled for only 2 years. That's why we're going to go into all these different kings starting next week. So you'll see why the length of their reign was much shorter because of how they disrespected the Most High's commandments, their authority, their rule, or the things that they were supposed to do to bring Israel into prominence. There was Elah, who reigned from 886 to 885, only 2 years. His rating was definitely bad. There was even Zimri, who reigned for only 7 days. Okay, so we'll definitely be discussing him. And Tibni reigned from 885 to 880. He reigned for a total of 5 years. One of the worst was Ahab, 874 to 853. He reigned for 22 years. He had the worst rating as a king of Israel and Judah. There aren't many of them here that I can say that had a good reign. The majority of them started okay and ended worse, ended bad. There was Jehu, 28 years, Jehoahaz, 17 years, Jehoash, 16, Jeroboam II, 41 years, from 793 to 753, And there was Zechariah, who reigned for 6 months. And there was Shalom, who reigned for 1 month. Menahem for 10 years. And Pekah from 752 to 732. And it was 20 years. And Pekahiah, I know these are names you probably never even heard in the scriptures, but we're going to get into them. He reigned for 2 years. And Hoshea, who reigned for 9 years, from 732 to 733. In 723 BC, Samaria, capital of the northern 10 tribes, falls to Assyrian king. The Israelites go into Assyrian captivity. And after the death of Zimri in 885 BC, Tibni ruled half the nation and Omri ruled the other half. You'll find that in 1 Kings 16 and 21 through 22. Except for this brief mention in scripture, nothing else is known about Tibni. After his death, Omri became sole king of the northern kingdom in 880 BC. And let's see, Pekah began as a ruling rival of Menahem in 752 BC. So there's a lot of history here. I'm not so much concerned with the numbers and the years. I just want you to know that majority of these kings of Israel and Judah ruled bad. And this is here for our learning and our understanding of how they broke the commandment and got caught up into idolatry, idol worship, and worshiping other gods. And these other gods were like, you know, they were gods, fallen angels. They were other gods of the Hittites, the Jebusites, the all the Ites and Tites. And the majority of them were lands of giants. But we see that when the kingdoms were split and the northern kingdom went into Assyrian captivity, we'll read that next week where in 2 Esdras we'll see that the Most High parted the waters and allowed them to go to a land that had never been known where they could keep their commandments again. And then the southern kingdom, which I mentioned were the three tribes primarily that went into slavery after escaping Roman invasion as well. So we had a good reign as it pertains to kings such as Asa, Jehoshaphat, and let's see, Azariah, who we call Uzziah. You'll see that in the book of Isaiah. In the year when King Uzziah died, and the Most High asked, who can I send? Who will go for me? And Isaiah said, here am I, Most High, Lord, send me. We have Jotham, who was a good king from 750 to 732. One of the best kings spoken of that we'll definitely be looking into is King Hezekiah, who reigned for 29 years. Ahaz reigned for 16 years, but he was a wicked king. And then we have Manasseh. And we're very familiar with Manasseh, but his reign was not that great, but he reigned for 55 years. So there are so many, and like I said, my point and purpose, we'll be able to look at those that the Most High allowed to be in place, how long he allowed them to be in place, and the purpose of their reign over his people, which we are descendants of, Israel, the northern and southern kingdom, that he will bring back together and he will remove the bitterness that some of the tribes have against each other. He's going to remove that and cause us to be one again. But I go back on point. I go back on focus to understand that he is not kidding about you putting anything before him. And that will be the purpose of this series, to understand no matter where you stand, where you reign, if it's in your home, your job, or a position of importance or whatever, the Most High must come first. He puts us all where we are for a purpose and for a reason, and to do his will and to do his bidding and to represent him to the fullest. And we want to understand that. So despite anything and everything you're going through, we want to make sure that we put him first. So that's going to be it for today. I want you to enjoy your Sabbath, your Shabbat with the rest of your family. And Most High willing, we'll be with you this coming week and the next Shabbat. And remember that this is a day that he has made for you to be refreshed, to be restored, and know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is a journey and not a destination. I am Elder V. This is Blueprint for Life. And may your day be blessed in Yeshua. Lucy.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
With your gun, because we left ya with your bomb.